wins and losses. If we would all be honest, we could all say that. Amen. I don't know why the Lord's got this on my heart heavy, so y'all bear with me. If you have your Bible, let's go to John chapter 11. We can all say that we've had more gains than losses. Amen. Now, God's answered prayers. How many of you can say God's answered prayers in your life? Oh, my goodness. How many of you be honest and say, sometimes God didn't answer the prayer like I wanted? John chapter 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And after all this, saith he to his disciples, let us go unto Judea. His disciples said to him, Master, the Jews have late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he had said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleepeth, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. How many prayers went up for Lazarus? This is somebody that Jesus went to their house and sat down with. Multiple occasions. Had meals with them. Jesus loved them. Loved them. You know they prayed. And if it had been in our time, they would have called for the elders. They'd have come in and prayed over them. And they would have sought the Lord hard. And God said no. Let's pray. God, we love you. God, I come to you right now, Lord, as humbly as I know how. God, just doing my best to follow your lead today. God, I pray, God, you'd help us right now, God. God, I pray, God, you'd come on the scene tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we do our very best to just expound for just a little while on this scripture, God. Because, Lord, I can't do this without your help, God. I know, Lord, I believe with all my heart you've changed my mind. Lord, I believe I'm where I need to be tonight, God. But, God, you help us right now, God. Lord, you touch hearts, God. You help your children, your Christians right now, God. Your saints, Lord, to draw closer to you, God. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonder how many prayers went up for Peter when he was in jail before he was crucified upside down. Wonder how many prayers went up for the Apostle Paul when he was in jail before they cut his head off. Wonder how many prayers went up for Andrew and all these other apostles when they were going through. These were men that walked with Jesus. Now, these were men that had a personal relationship with Jesus. These were men. I'm not talking about church members. I'm not talking, Mike, I'm talking about, in our minds, these were the super Christians. I mean the ones that was closer. I'm talking about ones that could reach out, preacher, and touch Jesus. And don't you know that the first church, don't you know that the early church, I just kind of feel in my heart, they were a whole lot closer to Jesus than some of us are, amen? I mean, they walked with Jesus and they were under the persecution. They knew what it meant. Don't you know that they were sincere and they got down on their knees and prayed? Preacher one time, I heard him preaching. He's the one that I first got this thought from. And he said he was pastoring down in Louisiana right before Katrina hit, a black preacher. And he said, I've done it many times, David. He said, I've walked to my house and walked to my church and put the key in there and locked the door and said, God, watch over our home. God, watch over this church. God, watch over your people. He said, and God had watched over us through multiple hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. He said, but what do you do when God says no? After Katrina, he had no home. After Katrina, he had no church. Benny said he had church members scattered across 8 states. So let's just be honest tonight. How many of us will be honest tonight and say, oh, yeah, and I love it when we come in. And I'm telling you, God's been good. I've had more gains than losses. I've had more prayers answered than I've had not answered. But what do you do when God says no? David, you ever had any prayers that you felt like God didn't answer the way you thought it was supposed to be answered? Absolutely. And I'm not talking about, well, you know, I was praying for Brother Jerry and God touched him and moved another way. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about when God says, no, I ain't answering that prayer. When you pray for somebody and you pray for a sickness and you pray and you pray and you pray and you fast and you do all you can do, but God takes them on to heaven. When you pray for situations in your life and you pray for things and you get earnest with God and you really get earnest with God and God says, no, we're going to have to hold off on that. Preacher Buddy C said one time, he said, God always answers prayers and we like two of them. We don't have a problem when God says yes. We don't have a whole lot of problem when God says no. But when God says wait, that's when we get upset. Or when God says, how about this? When you pray and you don't hear nothing. Don't shout me down now. Like Preacher Mike Blanton said, I'm preaching better than y'all shouting. You ain't going to hear many preachers preach like this tonight. What are you going to do when God is silent? Because we all been there. Let me tell you something. If you're in this church right now and you've prayed prayers before and it seems like you couldn't hear from God, say amen. Amen. So what do you do when God says no? God said no. God told, basically, Jesus was telling Mary and Martha, no, I'm not coming. I'm not, he's going to die, and you're just going to have to accept it. We all know the story. We all know the story, how this plays out. We know that they get there, that he's dead. He's 4 days in the grave. I mean, you know, Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. He comes walking out the grave. It's a shout down. I believe that. I believe it all in my heart that Lazarus was dead. I believe it all in my heart. Lazarus got up from the dead, walked out of that tomb, and just the next chapter, he was having supper with Jesus. There have been times in my life that it didn't play out quite that good, Matt. How about you? There have been times in my life, I'm just being honest, that I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. Kevin and I prayed, got sincere with God. Just like God said, I ain't saying nothing right now, son. So what do you do when God says no? Number one, you don't quit. Amen. I've already said, I asked you plainly, how many of us in here has had those times in our life that God said no and God did not answer the prayers like we thought they were supposed to be? Everybody said amen. As far as I know, everybody in the building said amen. If you didn't say amen, you was thinking amen. But look where you sitting at tonight. Look, hey, look where you're at tonight. God didn't answer the prayer like you thought it was supposed to be answered, but look where you're sitting at tonight. You didn't give up on God because you know He knows better than you do, amen. You know He sees on down the road that you and I can't see. I'm telling you, sometimes when you were praying for that loved one and God didn't heal him and God took him on to glory, well, we don't know what God was keeping him from down the road, amen. You don't quit. You don't quit. If you're here tonight and you're thinking about, and not everybody in this building has had the devil come to you and tell you this ain't worth fighting for. This ain't worth it. You just need to give up. Hey, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
You don't quit. You stay faithful. That's the hardest thing to do sometimes when God don't come down and God don't answer a prayer just like you think it ought to be answered. When you're praying and God takes that loved one on to heaven and you're praying. I know people that got out of church because somebody died. It happens. It happens. But if everybody we prayed for got healed, there wouldn't be nobody in heaven. And heaven wouldn't be worth going anymore. We'd all just be sitting around wondering who's up there. But glory to God, I got loved ones up there, amen. I got friends from this church that's up there. I know where they're at, and I know where I'm going.
Amen.
You stay faithful. Through it all, you stay faithful. Mike sung the song, I've had more gains than losses. I mean, if you can say that, I mean, if we can say that tonight, just raise your hand. Understand, I've had more gains. Yeah, there's been some times. Yeah, there's been some situations that I prayed for and God didn't show. Let me tell you something. If my prayers would have been answered, I never would have got shot in 1987. If my prayers would have been answered, I never would have gotten the shootout in 1988. If my prayers would have been answered, I never would have got in that wreck in 1990 or 91. But guess what? My prayers was not answered. God did not watch over me and keep me in the safety that night. But guess what God did? He was right there with me through it all. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you till the end. So every step I take, He takes. Everywhere I go, He goes. Every sorrow I feel, He knows about it.
Amen.
Got the greatest testimony I've ever could ever had because of something where God said no. What's one of the, when somebody talks about miracles in the Bible, one of the first miracles, Alan, they think about is when Jesus raising Lazarus. All that come from God saying no. What's the greatest miracle in your life? Matt's here tonight, and I remember just a few years ago, Matt was singing, going all over singing, and had a problem with his throat. Now, if the prayers would have been answered, everything would have been fine. He wouldn't have had to go to the doctor. I mean, blah, blah, blah. We'd have shouted it out, and that would have been all that was ever said about that situation. But now when he sings, he ain't supposed to. But he does. Because God said no, God gets more glory. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, there's times in our life when God tells us no. There's times in our life when God says, no, I'm not going to answer that like you wanted to answer. But you just hold off and see what I do. Let me tell you something. Every day of my life, and I know y'all do the same, every day of my life, me and my wife get on our hands and knees. We hold hands and we pray. And every day of my life, my prayer goes something like this. And at some part in that prayer, it said, I say, Lord, watch over Heather and Benji, watch over Blake and Kristen, and I say, watch over Abby and Jay and Ansley and Allie and Aubrey and Hunter and Aniston. And I'm telling you, I expect God to do that. So when I got the call this morning that they were on the way to the hospital, I said, Lord, I know you hear my prayers. Lord, you know. He said no to that one, but look what he done tonight. She's sitting in church tonight. She said, hey, I'm just telling you, hey, sometimes when God says no, that ain't the end of the story. If the story put a stop right there, Brother David, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. We wouldn't have nothing to preach on tonight. But because Jesus said no to that one, we find the glory being revealed through raising Lazarus from the dead. We find the glory being revealed in the next chapter when Mary comes in again and anoints Jesus again. I thought about something when I was reading this, and I don't know why I ain't seen this before. I read to you, it was the same Mary that anointed his feet and dried his feet with her hair. This is the second time. Two alabaster boxes, two things of perfume, 2 years' wages that she pours out on Jesus, Brother Donald. And some of us come in and God's been so good to us and we sit there like a bump on a pickle. And God's been good. I know there's been times that God didn't answer our prayers like we wanted to. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now. Mike, come on, I want you to sing that song again. I've had more gains than losses. How about you? I've had more gains than losses. How about you? I've had more gains than losses. How about you? What's been going on in your life? How good's God been to you? Hey, I realize some of y'all are stuck on some of those prayers that God didn't answer just like you thought he ought to answer them. Some of y'all can't get over that. But how many times has he showed up since then and said, yes, I'll touch that son. Yes, I'll touch that wife. Yes, I'll take care of that need. Yes. Hey, they've been people healed in this church right on this altar. They've been people in this church that should have died and went on to be with Jesus. But guess what? They still here. Yeah, we lost some. But I'm going to tell you right now, they wouldn't come back if they could. My God, they're shouting it out with Jesus. We ought to shout it out down here for them. Amen. Amen. Has God been good to you? Has God been good to you? My. Just like I preached this morning, I think I've gone far enough now. I got to let him know. Lord, we love you.